In the war to control the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, doctors and health workers man the front lines. Dozens of them have been infected, and many are already dead. In Sierra Leone, the death of the country's campaigning Ebola doctor was especially hard to take. Dr. Sheikh Umar Khan cared for dozens of patients before testing positive and dying of the lethal virus late last month. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has his story.
Everyone you meet tells you what a smiling, gracious man Dr. Sheikh Umar Khan was, and that he was totally dedicated to his profession and to his branch of medicine, virology. He fought infectious diseases and hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola. Dr. Khan was 39 and a father of two children. He spent 10 years as a physician, becoming the leading virologist in Sierra Leone. He risked his own life caring for others in the country's east, where the Ebola outbreak is concentrated. There, in June, he gave an interview to local journalist Umaru Fofana, who asked him about the risks to health workers.
Yes, it's always of a concern, but the point here is, what we have to understand clearly is the fact that the first point of call for somebody who is ill is the health worker.
But being at the front line of the fight against Ebola, was Dr. Khan afraid for his own life, or perhaps being infected with the virus?
Yes, of course, I'm afraid of my life, I must say, because I cherish my life. And if you're afraid of it, then you'll take the maximum precautions, which I'm doing.
A month later, Dr. Khan himself succumbed to Ebola. Sierra Leoneans are hailing him as a national hero. To his close-knit family, he was the ninth of 10 children, known simply and fondly as Umar. Their 93-year-old father, a retired headmaster, and mother, who's 89, live in Lungi in a modest house wreathed in lush green foliage. That's where his brother Sire and two sisters, Mariama and Aisata, spoke about their late brother as the rain poured down outside. First, Mariama Khan Lahai.
He was full of life, happy to be a doctor. He was so happy. He said getting closer to the people, talking to them, sometimes can help to heal. That was what he told me the other time we talked, not knowing that. That was the last time we seen each other.
Aisata Khan.
I usually say he's a born doctor. If you are born in it, you really have the passion. I think that is Dr. Umar Khan. He's born a medical doctor. I think he has to. And he died like a doctor.
And their brother, Sire Khan.
He don't discriminate on people's financial status. They want the privilege, go to his hospital, to his clinic, and he helped him out. He was a good doctor. Good man, very good man. And that's how I always remember him. Makes me proud, makes his family proud.
Sheikh Umar Khan's colleagues also speak highly of him. Friend and Sierra Leonean cardiologist, Dr. James Russell. They met at medical school.
On the 6th of June, he told me categorically, in his usual cheerful and ever smiling face, that this is what I have been doing over the past 6 to 10 years. And if I leave, who will come in and step into my shoes? I was honestly touched.
Dr. Russell describes his friend from med school days as an extrovert, a gentleman who was down to earth, humble, and respectful.
This is a common call to us all that we medical personnel should always give service to humanity and make sure that greed, selfishness should not be the principal objective of our practice.
During Catholic Mass this morning, a special prayer was read for Ebola victims and patients titled Prayer Against the Dreadful Disease. In an interview afterwards, Father Alfonso Carew brought up the name of the late Dr. Sheikh Umar Khan, who was a Muslim from a mixed Muslim-Christian household.
We have the certainty of the death of Dr. Khan, a man who became a hero in this country, endeavoring to reach out to those who are afflicted, and in the course he lost his life. So My first message to them is a big thank you, and we are praying for you.
Sheikh Umar Khan has come to symbolize what is good about Sierra Leone, say his compatriots. They hope his legacy will inspire hope in others as the Ebola crisis continues to rage in their country. Ofebia Kwistokton, NPR News, Lungi, Sierra Leone.